Hey, welcome home. Okay, calm down. You don't seem very happy to see me. I'm almost offended. Are you serious? You're asking me how I got in here? We both know that the landlord let me in as soon as I asked him. All right, I'll leave. Chill out already. Let me say one thing, and I promise you'll never see me again, if that's what you want. Are you willing to hear me out? Okay. Look, I just came by to say, I give up, you win. Oh, come on, don't do that. Don't act like you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. It's no secret what I've been doing to everyone else. You know why they've been walking around in a daze for the past few weeks, their eyes glazed and their jaws slacked. Why they've been doing everything I say without question. Most of them were so easy. All I had to do was meet their gaze with my hypnotic eyes, give them a few sweet whispers from my sultry voice, and they were mine, easy as that. But with you, it was different. You've been on to me for a while. I would try and catch you alone so I could get to you, but you always managed to slip away. You would look me in my eyes, you would listen to me, and if you messed up and did by accident, you still managed to get away every time. I pulled out all the stops to try and put you under, but nothing I came up with worked. Hell, I even tried that look into the spiral bit at one point. Oh, God. Just thinking about it right now is making me cringe. So I've decided it's not worth it. If you're willing to fight me this hard, you must really not want to end up like the rest of them. And I guess I have to respect that. No one's ever managed to resist me the way you have. I've got no choice but to admit I'm beaten. And I wanted to be gracious in defeat and congratulate you. And hey, maybe we could still be friends. Thought you'd say something like that. It's a shame, too. I never got to test my hypnotic necklace on you. I doubt it would work anyway. Then again, maybe it's worth a shot. I mean, you've been staring at it this whole time. Oh, come on, don't look away now. What, do you think I wouldn't notice? Unless it wasn't my necklace you were staring at. Don't tell me, were you ogling at my chest? Oh my God. Your face turned so red. Look, it's okay, honest. It's my bad anyway. I didn't realize I was wearing this low-cut top. You can look at them if you like. I don't mind. Oh. You really enjoy staring at them. I had no idea you were such a tits guy. Tell me, do you like staring at my boobs? Does it make you feel good? Does it make your head feel all warm and fuzzy? Maybe it would help if I started swaying them gently back and forth. Hypnotizing you? No, dummy. I already told you I was done trying to hypnotize you. Just relax and keep looking at my titties. So big, so soft, so bouncy as they sway from side to side in front of you. You can feel it becoming hard to think about anything but my boobs. They look so enticing. You want to bury your face in them, but you're happy just staring at them like this. Back and forth. Your thoughts are fully fogging over. Let yourself surrender to this feeling. Your willpower is crumbling as you become more and more fixated on my tits. sink deeper and deeper for them until finally you drop for me. Holy shit, did that actually work? I've never hypnotized someone with my boobs before, so I was kind of like ad-libbing, but damn, you're not pretending? After all this time, just like that. Oh my god, dude, you must seriously have a thing for me after all, or at least my fucking tits. Tell me, what is it about me that you find attractive? Is it my perfect round fat tits that brought you into a trance so easily? Yeah, I noticed. Is it my pink full lips that look so soft and kissable? And my voice so melodic and hypnotic that you find yourself hanging on to every word that comes out of them? Go on, answer. Say what you like about me. Say it. Everything. Oh, you're gonna make me blush here. I can tell you're still trying to resist me. We can't have that now, can we? Why don't you just relax and have a seat right there? Keep staring at my tits. Here. I'll move nice and close so you can get a better look. Yeah, I can see it in your eyes. Your mind is still fighting desperately to break three. But your body... Well, the tent in your pants says it all. I guess I'm just gonna slip my hand in. There. Now I'm gonna stroke you nice and slow like this. I see you're still transfixed on my tits. Let me cup your chin and tilt your head up. There you go. It took weeks, but I finally got you right where I want you. That's right. You're going to stare into my eyes while I stroke your willpower away. But you don't even mind anymore, do you? Oh, it feels too good. You're too blissed out to mind. Say you don't mind. There, didn't it feel amazing to say that? Doing what I say feels so good, right? It feels so good to obey. Say it. Good boy. That's what I've been trying to show you all this time, but you've been so damn stubborn about it. Look at everyone else, how content they look, walking around in trance. All of their stress lifted. No worries. No anxieties. Their only concern is obeying me and making me happy. Other than that, all they feel is a pleasant little buzz in the back of their mind. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Say yes, mistress. Good boy. I can see that your resistance is finally starting to wash away completely. I'm going to start building you up to an orgasm now. You'll associate the pleasure that comes with you coming, with your submission to me. You'll be desperate to feel it again, but you'll know the only way to do that is to obey me and submit to my will. You'll fully accept me as your new mistress. You'll worship me. You'll adore me. Your life will revolve around pleasing me. All you'll ever think about is making me happy. Anytime you have a disobedient thought, you'll remember. remember my tits swaying back and forth in front of your eyes, and you'll instantly drop back into trance, 10 times deeper than before. Are you ready? I'm gonna go even faster now. Oh, fuck. I can feel your cock twitching in my hand. Good boy. But don't come until I say, alright? I'm gonna take my hand off for a second. I know how to make this even better. If my tits have this effect on you fully clothed, I wonder how you'll react when I do this. Oh my god, you almost can't take it, can you? The sight of your mistress's bare tits is too much stimulation for your poor brain. But you didn't come, did you? You can't come. Not until I say, good boy. I'm gonna put my hand back on now. That's right, baby. You're gonna come very soon for me and seal the deal. After all this time, fighting me so hard, you're still gonna be my mindless thrall in the end. Just like everyone else. I can tell there's still some part of you that's screaming in protest. But it doesn't matter when my perfect tits are this close to you. When my eyes are this entrancing, my fingers are pumping your thoughts away, while my seductive voice plants my suggestions in the deepest recesses of your mind. Are you ready to give in? Are you ready to begin your new life as my devoted slave? To spend the rest of your days worshipping and obeying me? If you are, then come. Come for your mistress. Come from the woman you live to serve. Come for the tits that own you. The tits you obey without question. Come with the last traces of resistance left in that empty head of yours. Come for me. Oh, wow. That was quite the explosion. Guess I got a little carried away there. Come here, buddy. Let me help you clean up. Oh, there you go. All better now. Oh, you're still deep in trance, huh? To think I was honestly ready to give up when I came over. Tell me, who do you live to obey? Okay, that time, I just wanted to hear you say it. Still, it's almost weird seeing you like this. I'm beginning to realize I actually enjoyed our little cat and mouse game back and forth these past few weeks. The thought of you being like everyone else is... it's kind of making me sad. There's no helping it now, though. Your mind is probably permanently fucked after a brainwashing session that intense. Oh well. Guess you don't know what you have till it's gone. Tell me what. The least I can do is make you my personal servant after all that entertainment you gave me. You'll get to be near me all the time, obeying my commands directly, and of course, staring at my tits all you want. Only teasing. Who am I kidding? You probably will. Would being my personal servant make you happy, my good boy? I can see that would. I've waited a long time to see that docile, submissive smile come over your face. Now follow me back to my apartment. I have a few ideas on how to break in my new toy. Good boy. Come on.